All right, we're here representing the haunt season with the Higbees. We always at least get to do one of these a year.
Yeah.
This year we've chosen Pirates of Emerson, and it looks like this is the latest I've ever been to this. Like, I'm always like the last weekend of October, but there's a fair amount of people here.
Yeah. Before seven.
They're going to do like a rope drop thing. And the other thing is Virtual Fear, John. Are you excited for Virtual Fear?
Are we doing it? It's not on the card. I think it's extra.
Oh, then I'm not that excited for it.
I can close my eyes and just think about something. It might be the same.
What are your expectations?
Are you? I'm excited. I think the first year I did Pirates of Emerson, it was like a typical haunt event, you know, where you had some good mazes and some, you know, not so good. So I think it'll be similar to this year.
Was the first year you did it when we came with Andrew?
It was me.
It was your first year when Andrew did it?
Without you, it was the first time I came here.
Huh.
I forgot who I was with. I think it was you guys and Jay and them. That was when the clown one was in like the actual like fun house and you actually like walked into it.
I remember that maze. The pressure is on you, Jason Scott, because you talked this event up like it was so dope last year.
You said it was the number one event.
Yeah, the maze, it's not even on here. Yeah, Halloween Hell or whatever he didn't shut up for like 2 months about. It's like, that's like my number three maze of the year, bro. It was really good.
Right?
Suck a dick, Jason. No, it wasn't. There's no way it was your number three maze of the year.
Out of AJ Jennings.
But what is new is their fucking, like, thing they got going on here.
Yeah, I remember they had, like, a stage thing set up, and it was always facing, like, that way.
I wonder if they're going to be playing. The stage is right here. Yeah, the stage is right there.
Oh, is it still there?
So now they have a video wall and the stage and Virtual Fear. I wonder if Virtual Fear is taking the place of that thing where you, like, ran in and then the pig busts through the wall.
They had, like, the three actor matronics where they just, like, push out.
Yes. Scared the shit out of Andrew.
Like, hey, we bought these three things. Should we put them in through all the mazes? No, I got it. One maze. Actually, not even a maze. One walkthrough.
Yeah, I wonder if they have, like, the little bonus shit. Like, they let you walk through that thing. There's, like, one thing where it, like, shocks your hands. Like, yeah.
Actually, it looks like they, like, improved their lighting. They got some, like, really nice bright LEDs out here.
Virtual Fear is, that is the cue to fucking the pig thing.
All I remember is when we came, it was the maze in that back left corner. It was like super long, drawn out, and there was like three scares.
Yeah.
The chain link fence one?
No, it wasn't chain link. It was like, it was like cemetery.
It was the aquarium.
Oh, you're right. It had like the water theme.
Yeah.
Oh shit, the skeleton's going up.
Oh shit, Jimmy.
Fucking one that pissed me off here was they did one that was just a fucking chain link fence maze. And I found my way out of it, and the guy's like, that's not the exit, you gotta go back in. And I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Look, I finally got out.
Like, there's nothing in there that makes me want to go back in. Just let me leave. And of course, Andrew, we all miss you. the infamous Andrew fucking running, which made me run, and then I fell down. Thought I fucking
lost your keys.
Fucking thought I lost my keys, and the guy with the fucking air cannons is shooting me repeatedly as I'm fucking like flashlight on, looking around. He's just fucking loading it back up. Boom. Boom. And I'm like, bro, calm the fuck on. Like,
I think that was the first year you came to us.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to listening to your your other events and listening to that one specifically.
Well, Andrew,
laughing my ass off.
Andrew was so stoned. There was fog. And Andrew literally, like, does this. And if you listen to the podcast right before I fucking eat shit, I'm like, Kane, are you not able to fucking walk? Like, what is wrong with you?
I forgot.
And then the guy fucking does the chainsaw. And Kane just fucking runs like I've never seen the man run before.
Oh, that's awesome.
Fast forward to, I don't know, Pirates happened first. I guess Pirates happened first, and then fucking the Boomers episode. Fucking.
Oh my gosh.
Broke Andrew's elbow.
Fucking Andrew coming over to watch a football game like 2 months later, and his arm is like this. And no, it's not even in a sling. He won't go to the doctor. I don't want to have my medical premium bullshit. And I'm like, Andrew, you can't fucking straighten your arm. Go to the hospital. What are your expectations tonight?
This is only your second year, right?
Yeah. If it makes a 7, I'll be very surprised.
Very satisfied. Yeah?
Surprised.
Okay. So
I think a C is doable for Pirates.
Pirates could do a C.
Yeah.
Hey man, if fucking the high school students I teach can get a C, Pirates can get a C. We'll be back in a minute. The opening ceremony is happening, John. They're everywhere.
This is the coziest looking scare ever.
It's a lot of fucking scare actors.
Oh yeah.
You see the one guy that looks like the fucking old man from Up in kid form?
Glenn Scare was in a freaking like onesie PJ.
Yeah.
That looks so comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, this is like drop a rope. We should be like, run!
Dude. I want to see some kids get like just ran over when they drop the rope. Just.
Oh, I'm just doing that.
This guy right here, if this was like a movie, like that Thanksgiving movie that's coming out,
Thanksgiving.
This dude right here in the glasses would die right away, like right now.
Smiling with his camera.
Yeah. Fucking just trampled to death immediately.
With his LL Bean sweater.
Yep. The only thing that he's missing is like a fucking not a Starbucks, what's the other, the new, a Dutch Brothers cup.
Jesus.
Is that a character or is that someone here?
Customer.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Those typical loner types. That's why they're here alone.
It'd be cool if this band was here. Like live. I feel like Voltaire would fit in here.
Actually, you're not wrong. This is like the perfect setting.
Voltaire, three times a week, get out to Pirates Bemberson.
Under the sea.
Under the sea, dog, I'm telling you.
They did have a lot of, you know, it's Pirates.
That's what I'm saying.
At the bottom of the sea. Okay, drop the rope.
Here it goes. Run. Oh, shit. Here we go.
We have the flame powers doing the PJ10.
Fucking. I'll tell you what. You fucking shoot off fire to this song. They're at a B right now, dog.
Alright, I need alcohol right now.
Is there alcohol even here to be had? Those are bracelets. Pirates of Emerson. Alright, we'll be back when we figure it out. Alright, nightmare oddities. Fuck, the nightmare is how narrow this staircase is. Alright, we're on top of the fun house. Which used to be like a free thing. This is actually one of the hole punch things. And what the fuck? Gary Ridgway. Like the I've killed so many people, I've had a hard time keeping them straight. What the fuck? It's like a Lizzie Borden exhibit. Okay, so that was Nightmare Oddities. I don't even think I can give that a score.
No, I'm glad we did do that first.
Like,
perfect. I'd be mad if we ended with that.
Like, to even tell you on the podcast what the fuck it was, you walked up a staircase across a little bridge. And then a couple of air cannons shot at you. You saw, like...
I'm not going to lie. I went through that thing tensed up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, this is tight quarters. If something comes at me, it'll get me probably.
Oh, well, yeah, you could have one person in there and it would have scared the shit out of people.
Just worked multiple spots.
Yeah. Alright, so what one are we going to do? We going to do Pandemonium?
I mean, we got lines to worry about.
There's your first stressed out employee on the podcast. We got fucking lines to worry about, dog. Oh shit, Pandemonium is this guy. I want to get a selfie with this guy. We'll be right back. Pandemonium. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh. Having J and L flashbacks right now. Thank you. Alright, now we're in the Blacklight Forest. It's been a fucking staple of this maze.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
Like, I can take it, I promise.
You're the best scare of the night. I know. Holy shit. There's the pig!
Better run!
Goddamn. Oh shit. Hi. Don't be a real person, man. That girl,
the fucking walking.
The tree is the best one.
Oh, the cool hands.
Fucking brute, scaling. It's a lot of black hallways. What aren't we, HHNLA? Damn, they moved the fucking defense base into this one. No! Fucking flashback. Peach.
Fucking Vietnam!
No, man. Oh! Fuck! I was pleasantly surprised.
Ah,
oh my god! I knew it! God damn it!
Oh my god, here we go!
Oh my god!
Jimmy has no idea!
Keep your feet!
Oh my god!
Oh fuck.
We'll be back.
Fucking ghillie
suit. Where's the ghillie suit?
Fucking ghillie suit, motherfucker. Now we're going to Clowndemic.
So what were you saying about that one?
Huh?
What were you saying about that one?
The which one? The one we just did?
Yeah.
No, that fucking, yeah, they got me a good a couple of times. I was surprised.
I like some of the visuals and the setups they had in there. Some cool scare tactics.
I don't know how the guy in the bungee cord didn't get a bigger reaction out of you. You were just like, whatever. Fucking Orange Cassidy. Fucking. Literally, like, fucking went right in front of her. I'm like, damn, that's going to scare the shit out of her. Whatever.
So it happens when you become so... I don't know. You do this enough, you start to see every spot they're gonna come from.
I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Clowndemic, so we'll see what happens to Ash.
Clowndemic, oh fuck.
I'm
yeah.
Not going to
you
wanna
go first?
I'm not going
first. Yeah, if the first scene's a birthday party, we're fucked.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
Flashbacks, flashbacks.
Bringing back my trauma.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
there's Slash the clown up there is taking our tickets.
Yeah.
Oh my god. We're trapping rats. That way. All right, now we're going into another train car. The elephant scene in the chilly chambers.
With them pooping on you.
Story's never been better. That's Malcolm. Bro, Jason from Fast Pass with Us. So I've got to ask, like, I don't understand how you could love this and not like Knott's Berry Farm. That doesn't add up in my brain. At the end of the haunt season, we're going to have a roundtable discussion. Higby, Fast Pass with Us, Horrific Network, maybe Haunters. And debate about what was the best thing of the year. Shit. That guy actually was freaky. Under the Sea.
Jimmy.
Oh, it's snowflakes. Oh, shit.
It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Let it go.
If only we were in Jon Snow right now. I feel like Ian Malcolm, like, there's gonna be some clowns in your clown demic days, right? maze is fucking creepy. I do not like that.
What?
Dude, where did he go? You seriously didn't see the fucking dude?
Dude, no way.
Makes me want to go back and find him just so I know he was real. Holy shit, he is real. He's right there, John.
It's like an urban legend.
Oh my god.
Why is there a
Like, Pirates of Emerson, these last two mazes, they gotta be really good to get your grade points up, I'm gonna be honest. Like, now, there's like, been some really good moments, for sure.
It is real.
Dude, that was fucking wild. Like, that guy just straight up fucking disappeared. And then reappeared at the end. I have no idea how he got there. He literally walked behind that board and wasn't there. Fucking David Copperfield and shit. Okay, we'll be back. So right now, if you had to grade Pirates of Emerson on the first half, what would you give it?
Right now?
Right now.
I mean, this one was pretty decent. Like, it was a pretty good one. That one was pretty rough. Probably at like a 5. Right about now.
Yeah. What about you?
Like 4.5.
Yeah. Lots of empty space. That's the big thing. Where
the problem with that space is not location last time too.
Yeah. Well, that's always been the debate, man. That's what makes fucking you guys so good is your mazes may not be as long, but there's no fucking dead space.
Three souls, lovely. Please wait. Oh my god. Not the check. Sometimes people hand them to me upside down.
You're like, wait, one? That's not three. There you go.
So, like I was saying, your mazes may not be as long, but there's no fucking dead space. It doesn't let up.
Yeah, we don't stop.
This is like we fucking went on a walk and got scared a couple times along the way.
Like Oogie Boogie Bash walkthrough.
Essentially. That dude was creepy.
This is Halloween, brother.
Yeah. Like, that dude was creepy, though. All right, here we go, Pirates.
Oh, I like your shirt. We have the same one. Yes!
Yeah. All right, Pirates of Emerson. Fuck, this is well done right now. Dude, is that supposed to be like the soul ship? The River Styx? Oh shit. Fucking guy. Yeah, John, walk slow. That's perfect. This dude's only like... Fucking hell, he's gone? Where the hell did he go? Holy shit. What the hell, dude? What the fuck? Oh my god. Holy shit, okay. I don't know what the fuck that was, but it's creepy. Hello. Carpet. Big ass treasure chest.
I'll cut you like a fish.
Oh shit. Damn, that, her contacts were fucking creepy.
Yeah.
What? Holy shit, tree. I'm gonna say Merry Christmas. What the hell? Jump out. So now I get a crypt graveyard. Foggy as fuck.
What's that kind of play?
Oh shit.
Oh my god, I
want to
die anyway.
Okay.
I don't like this shit. Oh my god.
Live back
here. Damn, dude, so that was like the best one of the night. But it fucking still had a lot of wasted space that it didn't need to have.
Yeah, no, visually it's solid.
That like... Like, there's just a bunch of fucking dead space that you could cut out and it would still be long. It's super long. Damn, it's the meat guy. There he is. Damn, so he got downgraded from like an added on experience to just a fucking
the middle of the area.
That was definitely the best looking one out of all of them.
Quality wise, that one was really good.
I will say one thing this cast is nailing is fucking sneaking up on me and disappearing like a fucking ninja. Like, that guy fucking was right behind me. I literally turned around and...
Bitch is about to be going so slow.
Yeah, man.
Jimmy, he literally went around us. Right past us. And like 40 seconds later, he's behind you.
I did not see him go right past us. Fucking unreal. I guess they did get rid of their stage. That does suck. Alright, here we go. This was the best maze last time. We'll see if they can be remain retaining champion. Here we go. So yeah, too much hallways with nothing going on for the sake of it being, what, 45, 90 seconds longer? You don't need a dog. That one, you take out the bullshit, edit it down, it's a solid maze.
Yeah.
So yeah.
This I do gotta say the actors in there were doing really good. Like, they may not have like scared us, but they're like in character and they're pretty active.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll give them their credit on that. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're definitely committed. It's just not hitting the mark, unfortunately. We'll be back with what was the best maze of the year 2 years ago. I wonder if this is what...
this was Halloween Hell.
Okay, so this is what Jason said was the best maze last year. Now it's called Psychopath. It was Halloween Hell. Before that, it was some other thing that I don't fucking remember, but we all loved it. So here...
The facade is solid, too.
The facade is HHN level.
Yeah.
For sure. Creepy ass house that you're walking up into, like, get out of here. We'll be back. Alright, here we go. We're in the Psychopath. Repeatedly the best maze of the year. Oh shit. Okay, we're going in. It's like an office, but it's in black and white. Okay. We're walking through the hallway. Damn, it's like ladies' pictures changing on the wall. There's no one in here. Opening the next door. It's foggy as fuck in here. Someone's over there. Where the fuck are we supposed to go?
Straight ahead. If you hit something, that's how you
know. Hide in the closet.
Closet. Hide in the closet. Hi. Hello. Oh, shit. Oh. Big ass fucking open air room.
Chair.
Watch this move, that edge on the face.
Now we're in the laundry room barracks. Oh shit. We're in the psychopath. I thought I was recording. I apologize. Oh shit, we're going through a tunnel. This is rivaling Pirates of Emerson from Maze of the Year. I don't know if I would say it's good enough. And we're out. Well, fuck. I don't know, man. I don't know. Was that the Maze of the Year? I kind of think Pirates was. Yeah.
Dude, I think either Pirates or Pandemonium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pandemonium was better scare level. Pirates is better quality level.
All right, we'll talk about it more when we get to the car. But Pirates of Emerson, man, that was that. All right, we'll be back from the car. Okay, can you hold that?
Yeah.
So there, here we are. We are recording on the way home now. Pirates of Emerson, man, what a fucking mixed bag of a fucking haunt that was. Like, I can't believe, like, there was so much good and then so much not good in the same location. That's my instant reaction. John, what's your instant reaction?
I'm kind of in the same boat as you. It's there's a lot of good here and there, and then there's a lot of bad here and there. It really is it's like a bag of snakes. They're all tangled up, and try to fucking unravel them, and they're kind of like, here, this is what we got.
Yeah. Ash, your instant reaction?
4.5.
She's just
getting right down to it.
There's my score.
4.5. I mean, it's pretty much everything that I expected it to be. Best part of the night was Jimmy getting the shit scared out of him and not realizing where these people are coming from and then coming out of the line and then getting drilled again.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, fucking. It's not even technically a scare zone. It's just a guy that was perched up.
This fucking... Okay, so let's get into it. The first thing we did was...
Oh, the oddities thing, which thank God we did that first.
Dude, okay, so... And which the guy, like, told you... He pretty much said this is not a haunted
house. I thought
house.
He was joking.
Oh, no, I thought he was dead serious.
No.
Like, just... I was not expecting anybody, but... I don't know. I was just kind of hoping that maybe something
would happen. Maybe something
would happen. But yeah, the fucking theme is what? It's a fucking, like, oddities freak show? Like a circus thing?
Yeah, like, were we supposed to, like, take our time going through there?
Yeah.
And, like, look at shit?
I don't know, dude. Like,
I just walked
because
through
none
like
of it's fucking real. Like, none of it is actually what it says it is.
Right.
Because there's a whole room that's, like, Lizzie Borden artifact. There's no fucking way. Like, there's just no way. So, yeah, like, are we supposed to sit there and read, like, it's actual museum exhibit? Like, when we know it's complete and utter bullshit? Or are we supposed to walk through, like, a fucking HHN house? And it's just set dressing, and in this case, there's nothing that fucking happens. There's, like, two air blasts at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
And so then we did what? What was it called? Fucking Pandemonium?
Yeah, Pandemonium.
Okay, so you walked in, and what this was taking the spot of the clown maze, original clown maze, and you walked into that first fucking black-lit forest room, and... This fucking bitch So that's the only way I can really describe it. It's a black lit force. Kind of feels like laser tag. And this fucking ghillie suit on stilts fucking wearing... wearing thing just fucking comes out of nowhere and does this fucking ghillie suit stilt walk. And she's just like, blah, 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 and scared the fuck out of me. Like, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
There you go, all you ghillie suit wearers out there. That's the tactic. Just blah, 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 blah.
Right. And I seriously, I said, you're going to be the scare of the night. And that bitch straight up said, I know I am.
Damn. Like,
holy shit.
Cocky as fuck.
Okay, so. And then the rest of the maze, nothing fucking really happens. And then we get outside the fucking maze, and I'm like, John, what'd you think about that maze on the microphone? Meanwhile, there's like a scarecrow motherfucker who's just like standing there, notices, I don't notice him whatsoever, and fucking he scares the shit out of me. So there's that. And then we went and we did fucking Clowndemonium. Was that the second maze we did? I feel like
was
there was
that,
one.
Was that what it was
no,
called?
No, I feel like we did Nightmare. I think Nightmare. Is there a Nightmare maze or something? Because we did called... the fucking Freak Show one or whatever that one was called.
Clowndemic was next.
Clowndemic was next, okay. So, yeah. Clowndemic was the fucking chain link fence house of years past. They did shorten the chain link fence part, and they did fucking...
Dude, something was off there, because I saw, like, other people going in other directions that we never even went.
Well, the... Yeah.
Like...
Well, and they, like, put shit in the maze. Before, it was strictly chain link fences, with the lights and fog and bubbles and shit. Now they had, like, half walls built and some, like, weird set pieces.
Yeah.
And they still had, like, three clowns running around that part. You made your way through there. And eventually, like, the highlight of the fucking maze is that there's this room that the layout, the best way I can kind of describe it is it's like a paintball course room. There's, like, these 8-foot fucking random platforms of plywood painted in black lit.
Splatter
fucking
green.
Splatter.
Yeah.
And right as we walk in, there's this fucking creepy fucking guy with this smile mask. And he fucking like looks at us and then goes right immediately behind like the first platform. And I'm like, that guy's terrifying. And you guys are like, what guy? And I look behind where he fucking went behind and the motherfucker isn't there. And I'm looking behind every fucking platform, and this dude does not fucking exist. And I'm like, oh my god.
Like, did I just dream this fucking guy?
Is this guy a fucking ghost? Like, what the fuck? And the final, like, last platform, this motherfucker was waiting for someone to walk by, and he drilled me again. And so that motherfucker. And Ghillie Suit Bitch, you two are my stars of the night. Like, Clowndemic, like, we said it live as we were going through it. It suffered from lots of fucking, like, hallways with nothing that didn't need to be in the maze.
Yeah, or even the container of snow stuff, which nothing happened in there.
Nothing happened in there. And then the fucking This Is Halloween thing.
Yeah, with the Christmas lights and the Santa project, laser projection.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, what is this fucking maze, dude? Like,
Clowndemic,
man. Like, guess what, John? You didn't find the bottom of the barrel yet. You had to wait until fucking tonight, because I'm pretty sure Clowndemic beats out anything that you go through. Expectations,
yeah, you know, you might
budget, all that shit. Like, you can't have like the same expectations for this as you would like non-Terry J. Chen, obviously. Yeah. So then the like grading scale changes, but it's still a grading scale, and Clowndemic is fucking at the bottom for sure. Ashley, you got anything to add to Clowndemic?
Boring.
As our person in our group is like more terrified of clowns than anyone.
Bro, yeah. Terrified of clowns, and I got more scared than she did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even really a clown that scared you.
No, it was a fucking guy in a smile mask. Like, so there you go. So then we do Pirates of Emerson.
Yep.
Immediately, my first impression, this maze, scenic-wise, improved a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, they...
Every room was, like, finished.
Yeah, it felt like to me that, like, they kind of, like, went back to the drawing board and they were like, we need to obviously improve on this fucking thing. How do we do that? And they all fucking said, okay, this is how we're going to make each room better or add new shit. Like, they have, like, this huge fucking, like, plaza, like, opens up scene. In the middle of that maze, where, or was that? No, that was the house, huh? That was the last one. Like it opened up, like you were inside, and then all of a sudden it was like an open air, huge scene.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was the.
That's the last one. Okay.
Yeah.
The pirates. The pirates did like. I don't know. That was my first impression. It looked way better than the last time we went through it.
Yeah, they had a lot of cool scenes, like a view where you're in the ship.
Yeah.
And they looked really good, like as far as being like in the captain's quarters and all the different rooms that you would see on the ship. Like they did a really good job.
The one thing they did add to this maze was the graveyard, right? Like we walked through like a graveyard.
Yeah, area. Like an outside graveyard area, and then you kind of went to like a witch's shack.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they added, like, a little outdoor scene.
What did you think of this maze?
Quality-wise, good. The energy from the actors were really good, too. Like, they didn't necessarily scare us.
Yeah.
But they, like, kept up their character. And they were very talkative, it seemed like, in that one.
Interactive,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, a lot more interactive. So, I mean, the cast is doing good. They just weren't landing the scares on us.
Yeah.
But at least they kept going, you know? They didn't do a whole, like, deer in the headlights type scare where they jump out. When we don't react, they kind of just freeze, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Ashley, what do you think? Pirates.
Scenery was awesome and, had a lot of opportunity, but again, scares needed to be more present in there and in the right places.
This one still had the issue of lots of like dead space, but not as bad as I would say the other two.
Yeah, they kind of filled it with like animatronics.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animatronics in that one.
Yeah. Like, the ones that, like, are on, like, a spring or something and they jump at you.
Yeah.
Like, those ones. Yeah, they put a bunch of those ones in boo holes. Which, if you don't have the people, like, that's better than fucking nothing. Like...
Yeah, at least it's some movement.
Something that, like, you may startle somebody or something. Who knows?
A couple teenagers.
Whatever. Then... We end things with the fucking house maze. And this is...
Psychopath.
We had said that this is where Halloween Hell was, where Jason said that was his favorite. The year before that, when we all went with
it was like a Christmas theme.
It was a Christmas, like, Holidays in Hell thing. Murder show fucking slasher. And we all fucking said it, like... You could tell that it was like a story. Like, you walk through this fucking story of this family is butchered by this killer during Christmas time. It was dope.
Yeah.
The story is still there. Like, now you're walking through, like, a mental asylum or something.
Yeah.
It felt like you're, like, the house is, like, a fucking, something out of, like, American Horror Story where it's a house, but it's actually a hospital.
Yeah.
And you're fucking, like, getting fucked with by the patients, and there's different rooms, and halfway through, like I said, you come to like this massive open air scene, which was kind of wild. And then you, after that scene, you go like back into the hospital for like one or two more rooms. Hello? It's,
yeah, you go back in after that open
air. Yeah, the open air scene. That was pretty dope that they actually did that, pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still not a whole lot of people, so it's a tough call which one is better, the Pirates or this one this year. I don't know where I lay. What about you? What did you think of this last one?
I mean, it definitely had better, like, scare tactics, because in there they have the, like, the cattle prod type thing.
This is where they had the dude with the spark thing, too.
Yeah, and then they also had the drop down on top of the fridge. And like, reaching over the top.
It's, like, right in my face.
Yeah.
That was wild, because I heard the bang, but I don't think I fully realized what actually
happened,
yeah. And then I, like, looked behind me, and I saw the dude on the thing. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd put Pirates, actually, ahead of it.
Yeah, see, I think...
I'll give the scenery and the energy from the actors and Pirates a leg up over it.
I think I agree with you. I think that Pirates... overall, like, the scenery of the thing was fucking drastically improved, and it was better than the Psychopath one.
Yeah, it felt more like a cohesive walkthrough, like, story and everything laid out.
And there added elements of the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, it didn't feel half done. It felt like it all kind of, like,
tied
flowed
together.
Well. Yeah, like, it was a nice audition, and they had people in there, and it all works. So, yeah, I think that I agree with you. I liked it better. What about you, Ashley? What did you think of the last maze?
I don't know, just fell flat for me.
Fell flat. So what was your favorite maze overall then?
Probably Pirates, because I got to really enjoy some nice scenery. I actually had something to look at.
So, overall, you gave the event as a complete thing, you gave it a 4.5?
Yeah.
John, overall, where would you say you're at? Mind you, what we paid was $60 for Fast Pass.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
probably a 5 then.
Yeah, see, I'm like, now, if this thing, like, was, like, $35,
like... Which I think even general for when we went was, like, 40, right?
Oh, fuck, yeah. Like, if FastPass was 40 and general admission was 25, I would feel a lot better about this event.
Yeah.
Like, I would give it, like, a 6.5. But the fact that it's $60 for FastPass, which, listen, man.
I would still recommend paying that over.
Well, yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I had the realization at HHN a few years ago. But now, seeing how that event is now.
Yeah.
And even fucking Knots, like, I had the thought when I had the...
Fright Lane.
The Fright Lane, like, watching the general admission lines, which... Knots has, I don't know, I feel like it has so much to do. Like, people at Knots ride the rides during Knott's Scary Farm way more than people ride rides at HHN.
Yeah.
Like, Gold it's not called Ghost Striker. What is it fucking
Ghost Rider.
Called? Ghost Rider. Like, still has a fucking long-ass line. Like, all of Not Scary Farm.
Yeah. That, some of the coasters, they usually get long lines, like Silver Bullet. And then the log ride and the train ride usually still have long lines because they kind of have the Halloween overlays.
So, that being said, fucking the maze lines, depending on, like, what maze you're going to at a particular time, I saw maze lines, general lines, as short as, like, 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But even with that, I'm to the age now, 40 years old, about to be 40 years old, where I'm like, you know what? I'll pay the extra money to not have to fucking wait in the line. Like, I don't want to fucking stand in a line.
No.
Because at haunt events that have multiple haunts, a lot of that time, unless you have the fast pass, you're standing in a line.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, no.
The whole time you're just going to be in a line. You're not going to have any fun.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, also for us, you know, we plan on attending those places only once.
Yes.
And so we want kind of that nice guarantee of not having to worry about wait times. Like, people that live down there, which can attend those events multiple nights, you know, throughout the course of the season,
yeah,
if they get general or they get, like, the frequent fear passes or whatever, you know, for them it's no big deal to just jump in the lines, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. That, if you're a local, that's one of those things.
Yeah.
I feel like Knott's, honestly, out of HHN LA, just, like, strictly on the how friendly it is of a drive to navigate, if you were a local. Like, if I was a local, I would buy the Not Scary Farm season pass, because all throughout the season I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go fucking hit Chilling Chambers and the Depths and get a fucking whatever and drink a beer and maybe catch the Hanging, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, Knott's, to, like, get to do that, to get back home, mm-hmm, like, every box, it feels like Knott's would be the better event than HHN.
Yeah, compared to, like, dealing with the LA traffic, driving in there,
yeah,
parking in the structure.
That being said,
yeah,
if Pirates of Emerson, which I know, see, here's the thing, I know Raising Hell Ranch, he said they offer a season pass this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Raising Hell Ranch also offers, if you buy the season pass, every time you come, mm-hmm, if you bring someone different, they get in for free.
That's cool.
So they have a beer garden that plays old horror movies. They have food trucks. They have entertainment, like a fortune teller. They have, like, all this other shit. So you could go back there and see how that event kind of, like, changes.
Yeah.
Pirates of Emerson, I don't know if I get that vibe. Sorry if that's, like, hurtful or shameful or whatever. But I don't know if I get that vibe. Like, we did it tonight. Even if we were local, definitely, like, so we're about an hour away. Like, I'm sorry, there's no desire to go back out that direction to do Pirates of Emerson.
Well, like, and I think the thing would be, too, is unless they, like, include it on the parking, but you have to pay for parking at Pirates of Emerson.
Yeah.
So it's another one of those things where it would start to build up if you just, you know, we're constantly there every weekend.
Yeah. And then there's the thing, like, are those mazes good enough to do every weekend? Because that is, like, an event, like, we did it in what, would you say, like, an hour and a half? An hour?
Shit, maybe an hour. And that's because Psychopath, we had to wait, even with Speed Pass.
So, it's not necessarily an event that, like, would eat up your whole night. Like, you can do this, go to a movie, do this, if you had the Speed Pass.
Yeah.
Like, But it is an event that if you wanted it to, you could potentially, like, go a little bit slower than we did. Like, if you don't have a speed pass, you can plan on being there for probably 2 hours.
Yeah, you could do, like, two of the mazes, you know, grab a snack or whatever.
Because what would you say the waits were for general mission? 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
Maybe for, like, Psychopath, maybe 30. 30 or 40. Maybe Pirates is probably about 30.
So safe bet is, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, I'd say probably about, you know, 20 to 30 on those.
So if you don't want to get the speed pass, say you're a young 18-year-old spry someone, you could pay $40, save $20, buy movie tickets for before or after with the $20, and do the general mission and just know you're going to spend like a couple hours if you wanted to see all four of the haunted houses. The one thing you won't wait for is the first thing.
Yeah.
No one's in line for the first thing.
Yeah, do the oddities thing first.
Yes.
Get it out of the way.
So I would say, yeah, like 4.5, 5. I would give it a 5 because they scared the shit out of me a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, I say... That's why I went with 5. I mean, they had some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah. The price... Is the price justifiable? I'm gonna say no.
Yeah. Well, and something else I want to bring up. I felt like before, there was way more food options.
I did too. I felt like they had, like...
Multiple trucks, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think they had more going like on.
I feel like they had, like, one of the carnival things.
Yeah.
Like, one of those big-ass trailer kitchen things.
Yeah, this time it was just, like, a pop-up. I don't even know what they were serving.
Nachos, popcorn, and pretzels, and some jalapeno something.
So, yeah, so not really, like, meal type food.
No.
So I'll definitely grab a bite to eat before or... If you're not hungry, like, grab food after.
Yeah, like, the other thing about it, too, to, like, second that, is the only thing they have there to drink is water, Pepsi, or Starry. Which, is Starry, like, the new 7-Up now? Like,
it's
Sierra
Mist, yeah.
Oh, it's Sierra Mist, okay.
Yeah, they just changed the name.
They got sued. Actually someone's name.
What? Holy shit. So there's like a girl named Sierra Mist that sued Sierra Mist.
That sued Pepsi.
And they had to change the fucking name.
Yeah.
And there's
Holy shit. There's nobody
on this planet named Starry.
Fuck.
I feel like there's gotta be some sort of celebrities kid named
Starry. Starry, yeah, it'll be like someone from The Office. Starry Wilson.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. That's fucking wild. Pepsi had to change the name of, like, their top 5 soda. Because some bitch was named fucking Sierra Mist. And was like, hey, guess what?
Thank God there's no fucking actual Dr. Pepper.
Dude. Our fucking, what's the other one? Dr. Thunder?
Mr. Pibb.
Dr. Thunder.
Oh, yes.
Fucking.
It's like the store brand type, the, like,
yeah,
RC
like
Cola type one.
Faygo. Fuck. Have either one of you ever seen Insane Clown Posse live?
Yes.
Dude, was that like the greatest concert experience of your life?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It was a good
concert,
don't get me wrong, but it was not the greatest concert experience of my life.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. I've seen some shit at their shows.
Fucking. Dude, I just remember this one bitch.
Okay, we're on this tangent on this.
Yeah, it's like a special edition.
We're so now in St. Clown Posse.
It's going until I drop you guys off. So this one fucking bitch at the ICP concert is wearing a white t-shirt. She's easily 400 pounds. And she has targets drawn on the t-shirt right on her titties. She's not wearing a bra. ICP launches bottles of Faygo at this bitch. And the bottles of Faygo hit her in the titties like a fucking NFL quarterback. And by the end of the night, this bitch was walking out of the concert, and I swear to God, she looked like a Picasso painting. Like, her t-shirt was fucking multiple colors. Yeah. ICP was, without a question, one of the most bizarre concerts. Probably not the best concert experience, but...
inexperience.
Here's the thing, Pirates of Emerson, you fucked up. You fucked up by getting rid of your stage, because I guarantee you in like 5 more years, there's no question in my mind, you guys could have booked ICP. And in like 30 more years, you guys would have been able to book Rob Zombie. Like, the dopest thing ever would have been live music at Pirates of Emerson. But you guys sold it out for a fucking Jumbotron. You sold out for a Jumbotron to play what? Clips of your own mazes. I hate that shit. Sacramento Screen Park, you too. You do it too. You make people watch fucking clips of fucking your house from 20 years ago.
The thing I love is how they're using AI generated images as their posters. Promos. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have anyone to do your shit, you don't have anyone to do your shit.
Thank you, AI.
Yeah, like, I'm
it's
not going
to be an honor strike now.
I'm not going to hate them. I ain't going to hate on them for that. Like, fuck it. I will hate on them for, like, whoever they make write their fucking their maze descriptions. Their maze descriptions are, like, a mile long, and none of their mazes tell the story that's written. Like... so someone's just fucking writing shit for the sake of writing shit.
I mean, I kind of felt the same with Pirates of Emerson a little bit. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's supposed to be a clown maze, and I'm like, at no point was I like, oh, yeah, this is a clown maze.
So theirs was 50-50, because the first one was...
Pandemonium.
So that one didn't really have a story. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one didn't have a story. Clowns didn't have a story. But Pirates of Emerson definitely had a story.
Yes.
And the
Psychopath did too.
Yeah. So 50-50. So a 5.
It's so funny though. It's like, oh yeah, this is a clowndemic, but yet it's literally like a jumbled up thing. And they just kind of threw a name on it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they designed a maze first, then it was like, shit, what's this one going to be? I'll just put clowns in there called Clowndemic. All right, I like it.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for listening. Higbees, thank you for coming. That was a fun...
Thanks for joining. That was awesome.
That was a fun night. Make sure
you
stay...
Want your souvenir?
Yeah. Make sure you stay tuned. There'll be more Higbee podcasts on the haunt season.
Hell yeah.
And the Campfire Chronicles as well, so... stay tuned for all that, and good night, everybody.